how to get those qualities. We're talking about the difference between qualification and
knowledge. Yes, we should cultivate the qualities of those 21 qualities. Did you look them up?
Yeah, we read them. I was actually curious about mercy. Mercy, I think, was the second one after truthfulness. But I didn't really know what application was that which was
the giving Krishna consciousness is the highest form of mercy. And there's a Narada Muni later on makes the statement that maybe Krishna does it, but he says that those persons who help Vaishnavas and Brahmins who are in poverty or physical distress are blessed by Krishna, and those devotees who don't do that are ignored by him, which was very nice because it talks about health and poverty, that we should help devotees, Brahmins, other people. So that's mercy. One should feel merciful. And when one sees anyone who is not in a fortunate condition, we're very fortunate spiritually. As a consequence of that, we're very fortunate materially. We don't live like the average Indians. I mean, we live like very very well-off Indians in India. And same thing in the West. And people sometimes even criticize us. We live an opulent lifestyle because Krishna personally looks after his devotees. Although he may also decide to put them in positions of difficulty sometimes, but as a general practice, Krishna is very kind. For instance, everyone knows that we should distribute prasadam, right? We have food for life. How much prasadam do you distribute? So when I ask, especially grihasthas, that and there's so many people here in need or appreciate it, that at least in the West, I've been trying for, I don't know, 10 years to convince all the devotees that wherever they go, they should have some kind of little packaged prasadam in their cars, so that when, you know, you stop at a light and there's beggars, then you give them something. Don't give them money. You don't know what they're going to spend it on, but food they can only do one thing with. I may not be able to give them a plate of prasadam, but you can give them a little mercy. Give them a little prasadam. And so out of those 21 qualities, distributing food, and it says to all living entities, is part of them. It's our dharma. And yet devotees themselves don't necessarily take it up is something that they should be actively doing on a daily basis. Jiva Doya, Krishna Naam. If you chant Hare Krishna offenselessly, then you feel for the suffering of other living entities automatically, because Krishna feels. And when we're in touch with the holy name, oh look, these are flowering. Kadamba Kanana Rasa Parayana. It's heavy. Imagine, it must be very heavy, a garland of Kadamba flowers. I've never seen one.
Sometimes big one.
Yeah, this is only for his size. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You can get the
kelipanamas
also. Sometimes you make for small
animals. It's amazing how Krishna does this.
And when they're in full bloom, the whole area smells like
Kadamba. Kadamba trees are very special. They represent Srimati Radharani. Mm-hmm. And in Rasa Punchari, Govardhan is Rasa Stali, and place of Rasa dance. And also, there's Raghava Pandit's cave, and Raghava Pandit's cave. On Govardhan Puja, we should do parikrama. If you remind me, we do it in the evening after Damodar Ashtakam. We should do a mental parikrama of Giriraj, all the holy places. And so there, when I first went there, I first used to go to Govardhan. It was so different. Between Govardhan town, there was just Bhaktivedanta Ashram, and it was nothing. There were no buildings all the way until Punchari, there's a village there. There's no, nothing. And in fact, it was even dangerous to go alone. But anyway, there's an area where there's Kadamba trees and Tamal. Tamal tree represents Krishna. Kadamba tree, Srimati Radha. And in Mayapur, the jackfruit tree represents Krishna. I don't know, I've just heard that. And yeah, there used to be men. And that was actually sages who were there in the form of those trees. And that's where the Rasa dance took place. So they're sort of replaying the Rasa dance in that way. And that's where my stick came from, one of those trees that Govinda Maharaj got.
Beautiful stick.
Huh?
It's a beautiful stick.
Yeah. And he said they're just going to polish it up again. But most of them are gone. Most of them are gone. Kadambakanana Rasa Parayana. And Terkadamba was where Rupa Goswami lived. He wrote many books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and others. So Rishikesh Baba, he lives there. Gaudiya Vaishnavi, sort of renovating it. Ayalat. And so we should show mercy, just like trees. When these are a little darker, the purple ones, you know what they're called? They're called blue moon. Blue moon. They're the most aromatic, at least when they're good. Those you used to get in Chicago. Blue moon, box full of them. I am it. Kadambakana Rasa Param Manasa Chandra Chapura. Manasa Chandra Chakura. So, Jiva Doya. And if we show mercy, and we're in a habit of showing mercy to other living entities, then Krishna Nam and Holy Name will be merciful to us. Devotees are soft-hearted. I don't like to see others suffering. Even if they're materially suffering, that's why Prabhupada wanted us to distribute prasadam. Don't let. And not just humans, but animals. And so, who is someone we were talking with the other day? Mercy. We're really considering just actually where it comes from and what's happened to the cows. And when someone says something like, oh, the cows are being benefited, even if they're slaughtered by their milk being offered, that's, oh, that was Satya I was talking. That's like, I gave an example, that's like saying, oh, the kids who got abused in Gurukul, it was their karma. What's their karma? But our business is to change people's karma, not to fulfill it. So, our business is to stop animal slaughter and cow slaughter and show the real alternative and convince people that the risks or the consequences of meat eating, and especially killing cows, it's not worth it. It's just not worth it. So that's being merciful. Prabhupada was very merciful. He came, left Vrindavan, which other people didn't do, and Prabhupada associated with us. We weren't exactly what you'd call, you know, choice Vaishnavas. And not only associated with us, Prabhupada defended us. Anyone who criticized Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was very merciful. So, we should be merciful.